Welcome everybody to episode 21. That's 21 of the Real Mentors podcast. Again, we are the best in the business. Again, going at it, talking movies, TVs, having fun along the way, because that's what we do. First, introduce the big man, the man beast himself, direct live from the girlslife.com studios. Got it right. Mr. Mike Rose.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here today. In the evening. This is our second evening podcast.
That's true. Second rule.
I think we're all on top of our game tonight, so look for some fun.
Oh, we're not some fun today. And we can't forget about, of course, the lovely, yet smelly, European
co-host. I don't know what you're referring to. I think
it's our technical producer, Plugosaurus Rex, the host of the newly adopted show, The Foreign Corner, Mr. George. How you doing, big guy?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Doing all right, dude?
Awesome.
Yeah. It's funny because George is talking about he had transportation issues this week. I won't get into the details, but he's at home a lot. You know, he doesn't work. You know, he's teaching as his profession. So he's got the summers off, living a good life. And he was telling us about this new game, this Pikachu thing he's been doing, his Pokemon. And he's busy catching, running amok out there, you know. So how many have you caught, George, so far? I mean, you're telling us, what, 10, 15? What was it? Like 10, 12 you caught? I forget.
Yeah,
it
was 25.
Did you get that elusive Schnickelgruber?
I did get the Pikachu, though. Yeah, I got like two Pikachus.
That's so one way to entertain yourself, when you're home all day long. What the hell?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but whatever.
You know what? Sorry, I can't admit to this. I'm gonna delete this now because I'm not going to admit to this.
No, you're not deleting that part
of
the show, George.
Yes, I am, because this... No.
It stays on.
No, I made jokes about it today. No, man, I ain't doing no Pokemon
Bring
Go,
your
man.
Bring your
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Thousands of people, maybe millions, dare I say, play this game. So it's not like it's a shame.
Not me.
You know?
Sorry, I'm not going to go and taint my already tainted reputation.
It's already tainted.
What's
going on? From what I've seen, it's a mixture of the Pokemon, traditional Pokemon game, and geocaching, sort of.
Oh, Lord.
So
Which is like that, George?
Two of the worst...
I don't know.
Two of the worst hobbies in the history of forever.
I've read up on the game, but I'm still not playing it.
Read. Oh, I got you.
I did.
What are you playing right now, by the way?
Oh, I was playing Uncharted 4. Finished that.
Sounds like fun. Oh, you finished it?
Yeah, I finished it. Okay. Yeah, then Until
got
Dawn.
I've got this thing lately where I can't finish anything. I'll get another
That
game
didn't sound
going.
Right.
Dude, I'm still...
All right, I got to get mine out of the gutter here. Go ahead.
No, I'm still playing Fallout 4, man. I'm stuck.
Wow,
and
came
I
out like 2 years ago, no?
No. It's 6 months, bro. Come on.
Yeah, we'll
take... 6 months?
It's been a little bit longer
than that. It's been longer. George will look it up in the meantime. But either way, let's not get too off topic here. It's funny because I really thought it was... episode 20, our 20th anniversary, of course. And
was last episode.
Yeah, we talked about the sports.
No,
the sports
one. I remember the episode. I just didn't know the number of the episode. But
yeah,
either way,
it was
kind
20.
Of a, I won't say surprised. I'm surprised, yes and no, that we actually made it this far doing the show and all that. I wasn't sure when to anticipate when we first started doing this. And here we are, 6 months, more or less later, 7 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
20 episodes plus, I hope, you know.
So it's a mix of great chemistry, of a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been great, and I was thinking about how this started. I mean, George, how did you think this is going to turn out the way it has now?
I've seen the show's evolution from the beginning. You know, we're trying to find their identity,
talking over each other.
Yeah.
Trying not to. This is a bad example of that. Go ahead, George. Sorry.
No, but just how at the beginning, we were still trying to find ourselves through this medium, trying to figure out what was going on, what was good, what wasn't, and just the show's progression, what we've done. So it's just like we were talking about it in a pre-production meeting. Sometimes it's night and day if we listen to our first ones compared to...
The growth we've had.
I still think the funny was there. I just think that we weren't getting it out kind of because you had to really pay attention to hear what I was saying over you, or if Pete was sitting in with us or whomever was riffing with us. It's tough, man, when you got that many voices and everybody's got something in their head and you can't, and you all want to say it, and it just it's all like at the same time. It's like fire drill.
No, it's definitely it's been a nice progression. I guess I'm happy to be here. I'm very excited to be... it's not even 6 months. It doesn't sound like a lot of time, but it is, because we do it every week.
Yeah.
A couple of shows a week. And, we really didn't know what we're doing when we first started, for the most part.
No.
So it's kind of cool to get. It's funny because I think when, how I think, talking about how this whole thing started, and I remember me and Mike used to work together years ago. This is back in 03, 04. This is a way back in the, actually, that game retailer I won't mention.
Right.
Yeah, probably 03, 04. And you're working part-time there and all that.
Yeah, I was working for the military at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
As a civilian. And I just was looking. I'm a game fan, so I was looking for something to do at night. So he goes, "Hey, come work with us." And me and him had gotten along, and we're
of course we use the term "work" loosely because I don't know if playing Halo, for 2 or 3 hours a night constitutes work. But hey, either way,
occasionally somebody would show up.
Occasionally, someone walked in with a set on something. Yeah. Oh my god! But who wants to come buy something this time of night, please? Right. But either way, we met way back when. I think after we left the jobs, we had lost touch for a while.
Right.
And
I think just everything kind of happened at
it
once.
It did, because we didn't met, I think, the Comic-Con last year. Florida Con.
You saw me. I didn't see you.
Yeah, our friend Peter, who's been on the show, he's sending his art, and we saw, hey, Mike, what's going on? We exchanged numbers, and we touched base, this and this and that. And that was right around the time when I did my first review online on YouTube. And my plan, I was telling George about it, was to eventually lead into either something on YouTube, like talking on the show,
right,
on camera, or do a podcast. And when I first did my first show, I text you, "Hey, Mike, check it out, whatever."
And then I said, "Hey, I've always wanted to, exactly. Maybe I could sit in or something."
And do a podcast. And I was like, "Oh, that sounds like a good idea."
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I know George is big into that. And he's obviously here.
So then we met one night at a sports grill, I think.
Six months ago. Yeah, we met.
That was back in September, I think.
Yeah.
September, October.
No, and then it kind of germinated a little bit, I think. And we planned that Star Wars, first Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, that'll be a good time to launch an episode because it was Star Wars and it was the biggest thing since sliced bread at the time.
Star Wars hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, exactly.
We were trying to figure out what was going on.
We were geeking out big time because that's what we do. But it was really cool. So it's happy to be here. This much time, hopefully in 6 months, we're having a similar conversation about how it's going, how the show has progressed. And I want to thank all the listeners out there who listen to us. Feedback is always welcome, of course, as George always stresses. George is always sweating about that for some reason.
How many downloads now, Pluggy?
We're at 3,400.
Nice.
Look at that. Who'd have thought? I wouldn't have thought. I would have been happy at 40, to be perfectly honest with you. Because we're having a good time. This was about, at the end of the day, we're having a good time. People who come on the show, they like doing it. My brother loves doing it now. Even when we had the ladies' night, the girls, they want to come back and do it again because they just have a lot of fun. The people say, "Why we do this?" At the end of the day, it's fun as hell.
For some reason, whenever you guys have sitting guests, I end up not.
I know. It's like, what's that? No, Peter and Brian, we did a guest.
Yeah.
Lopez here. And Chewy does a show with us, and he wants to know the show and all that. So, but anyway, not to get too off topic. So we're definitely happy to be here, and I hope we continue this for the foreseeable future.
And that was another thing that I wanted to touch base on. I mean, it's just how our little podcast is heard in Australia. Even in the Philippines, even in Germany, in Sweden, in Puerto Rico, even in Nicaragua.
We are, dare I say, pitbullish worldwide.
We're worldwide. And Iceland, too, man.
Yeah.
Just like
the one person out there.
The mountain is probably listening to us.
Raven the co-way is like, "Let me put on the real mentors. Smart guy, because we are the best in the business, and I'll stick to that." But either way, so let's get back to business, having said all that. That's why I was telling Mike and George before the show that we're going to do 3 weeks in a row without any mention, except for this mention, any Star Wars news or superhero news as well. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. We are, of course, real mentors. Our goal is to enhance everybody's movie watching experience. That being said, I thought this was worth saying that I did catch a movie. Like, I always have to catch those independent gems, and I'll champion for those. I think last year was like Ex Machina, Dope, Room, one of my favorite movies last year. I think I found my favorite movie thus far this year.
All right.
Yeah, and that's not the best movie. It won't end up being the best. It'll be in the top 5, top 10. But it's a movie called Sing Street. And maybe 5 people saw it in the theater. It came out for like 2 or 3 weeks. Very limited. Someone had mentioned it somewhere. It's like, let me catch it. Caught it out there in Spiz Ace, as Michael so lovingly say. And let me tell you, I was blown away by this film. It's a great fun flick. It's about, takes place in Dublin in 1985. Okay, and it's about a kid, teenagers, kind of coming of age kind of story. And his parents are actually stars Littlefinger. He's a kid's father.
Aiden.
Yeah, Gale, I forget
his name. Yeah.
He's got a minor role in it, but he plays a father in it. Everyone else is pretty much unknown as far as I didn't recognize anybody in the movie. But it's about this kid. Basically, he's forced to change schools. It's an all boys school and all that. It's 1985 and all that. So eventually, he sees this one girl outside sitting out there and she's an aspiring model. So he has the balls to go and start talking to her. And she tells him, "Oh, I'm out on all this." So he tricks her and saying, "Oh, well, we're looking for someone to be in my music video." So she lies to her and tells him that he's in a band and then he's shooting a video, and then need her to join in. So she agrees. So he now he's rushing along to find some friends who actually play instruments, and after figure out how to play music and write music and all that. Now, as a music lover, Mike, I think you appreciate this because 85, you can imagine the kind of song, the soundtrack, you know, obviously Sex Pistols and, you know, Duran Duran, Genesis, you name it. Great soundtrack. The original music that they write for the movie is phenomenal. Really, really cool. George, I think you'll enjoy it too. It fits really well with the tell the story with the characters and what they're feeling through the music. And that's not just, you know, gratuitous just to have a song because they're in a band. Very charming movie. I defy anybody to watch this and not have a smile on your face. It's not going to happen. Not the most original story. It's not, you know, it's a small film. So cinematography and all that from that standpoint is not going to blow you away. But it's such a great, nice little tight story about relationships. And we talked about this recently about movies that resonate. We had a show about that when we got personal and all that. And this is one of those ones for me hit home because there's one of the key parts in the movie is the boy's relationship with his brother. The parents are kind of going through divorce and the brother's helping him out. He dropped out of school and he's back there. And the brother's always so supportive, showing him music, what kind of music he should do, The Cure. And he's dressing up, like all these bands he's going, he keeps dressing up like them. So it's great for us who grew up in the 80s. Back in the day, we know exactly what's going on. And at the end, the support that he gets from his brother is phenomenal. And it kind of reminds me because my brother's, and Chewie's on the show, of course, and you know, people know who listen to the show know about him. And so I was watching the end of the movie, and I won't spoil it, but it involves a heavy scene with the brother and both brothers. And it reminds me of my brother, because I hit home because not everyone's relationship with their brother is equal, but with mine, it's been very close for a long time, and my sister, of course. And it reminds me of my brother's support for myself and the way he's always been there, and he's backed me up no matter what. He's our show's biggest fan. He supports us. He jumps in. I love the guy. And it's cool to have that kind of support. That movie reminded me of it so much. And it's funny because at the end, when I was thinking about it, I was actually thinking about that. And at the end of the movie, the credits, the first thing it says is for all brothers out there. Awesome. Cool. So it just that makes sense off the side. Great film. It's a must watch. I don't know about Oscars, maybe, but I guarantee anybody out there is going to enjoy it. I think it was 97% Rotten Tomatoes for the few reviews that he got.
So Littlefinger didn't cut anybody's neck.
He didn't cut anybody. Not yet. maybe in the sequel. But it's a charming film. I love this movie. It's now my favorite for the first 6 months of the year.
And this is one of easily. My things that I want to bang about a little bit is the wonder of Spiz Ace is you can really find some gems out there, or even Netflix. You can find some gems out there that you don't know anything about that you just kind of happen upon. And you know, me and my wife have sat and watched a couple of movies that neither, you know, we both kind of looked at each other and said, oh, we don't know what this is. Let's try it out. But it ends up being good. So, I mean,
of course, you know, there's always good movies.
Sometimes it's just like when you're watching something related, you know, like they always recommend like related movies or something that it's about that same interest or whatever it is that you're watching or something. Those shows are always.
You can do that with TV shows too, and like
you can.
There's
always a lot of stuff out there, and you're right. In Spiz Ace, Netflix or whatever, you can catch a lot. I mean, I've never seen this movie, and it was coming on VOD. I think in a couple of weeks.
Is it somebody? How did you find out?
I was watching something online, and someone had mentioned this movie, and they really enjoyed it. And I was like, oh, what the hell? I was bored, and so I was like, yeah, let me check it out. Because he was glowing about this movie. I'm like, okay, I got to see what the deal is. You know, it's a small movie. It's like an hour and 45 minutes. Not the longest thing in the world. I just put it on. Let me see if this guy's accurate, and he was dead on because he loved this film. I was like, okay, it's a good review, and you know, I got a chance. I had passes for it. I didn't know what the hell it was, so I didn't go see it. Which is my mistake. Cause I like to go see these indie films because you do find a lot of hidden gems in there. People are not gonna watch.
Which one is it? Nerve?
Which one?
The movie you're talking about?
Sing Street.
Oh, that's
what it's called. Yeah, look at it. It's really cool. Like I said, the music is great. No, Mike, you're a huge music lover. And you grew up during that time. We all did. Well,
I'm actually a huge anything.
Yeah. So. Well, you are. Well, we're all above the age of 40, Mike 90, whatever. Wife, but you were around, you know.
My wife's sitting over here cringing at my bad humor. So she hears it every day. I try out all my jokes on her. About, I think, 75% of them she craps on. It's probably good.
Mike's wife is here. She's, you know, she's working the computer away and letting us work and all that. So, which I entertain her and do our best anyway. But either way, so definitely that's my recommendation for the year thus far. Get out and when you get a chance.
Did Spotlight though. I mean,
Spotlight wasn't the other one. Yeah. That small movie. Yeah, a lot of these small movies. Like, and I wish I would have seen it. I would like to review this I don't like to review movies once they're already out. I only do them once before they come out. But I'll probably talk about it in my – I do a top 10 of the year. This one should land in the top 10. I'd be shocked if it doesn't at the end of the day.
Let me ask you a question. Is it the Irish accent prohibitive?
No, no. At times, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not like Peaky Blinders where we got the British accent, which we see subtitles.
I don't have a problem with Peaky Blinders.
Oh, sometimes I do.
I can hear it.
Sometimes, especially with Tom Hardy's character.
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty rough. But no, it's, you know, it's audible. You understand what's going on. The music, it's clean. So you hear it. It's really, really well made and all that. So highly recommend. But either way, let's move out. Let's move on. We'll just talk about some topics and all that. Actually, this just came to mind. And because we talked about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I hate this notion of shared universes now. Right. Everyone's trying to do it. So today I heard, well, a couple of days ago I heard anyway, that this Universal's cracking, you know, throwing their hat in the ring with this shared monster universe, you know, Mummy, Frankenstein, and all that.
What?
Yeah, that was my reaction.
I was wondering.
Dr. Jekyll, Ms. O'Man.
Yeah.
But I got to give him credit for this because, man, they've lined up the stars in this in these movies. You have Tom Cruise as he's going to be in Stars in the Mummy. He's not the Mummy, but he plays the protagonist of the antagonist. I'm sorry. Russell Crowe is going to be in it as well, but he's going to spin off into his Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde movie. The Rock was, of course, what a surprise he's going to be in as well. You got Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man. You got Jolie, Bride of Frankenstein. Today they announced Javier Bardem for Frankenstein. You know, so I mean, they get some big name. They're not messing around, and that lends a lot of credibility to this. That. Like, they're serious about this universe. I don't know how I feel about it, but.
That Frankenstein movie with De Niro was terrible.
That was horrific.
Dude.
Horrific. And that was De Niro. So I'm saying, so there's no guarantees because you're a big star. It's
going to
work.
The problem is, you know, the Frankenstein monster is supposed to be, what, 6 foot something, right? I mean, it's supposed to be a big.
Is Bardem a big guy? I don't know. Is he like.
I think he's 6'1".
Movie Imagine. They make anybody look big or small. I mean,
they didn't make it in their BFG. Everybody tall. Even in Avatar, everybody's tall. Yeah, you know, like, remember in Avatar, everybody was, I think it was 10 feet.
The magic of special effects. So I'm not too concerned about that. But I mean, they got legitimate talent. Headlining this role. That's got to say something.
Like
I love Bardem. He's great. And to him to do Frankenstein, it's probably a version where he's, because Frankenstein is supposed to be smart. He's not like, you know, the dumb, dopey monster you see in movies.
Have you seen that? You know? Speaking of that, the that show on, I think it's called Penny Dreadful on Showtime.
He's just shy of 6 feet. He's 5'11".
Yeah. So he's small.
So he's like a regular size
dude. Still, I mean, yeah, camera tricks and all that. It's not a big deal. But I mean, George, are you into that? Do you think that's going to work in terms of a shared universe with monsters?
I mean,
or is that as stupid as it sounds?
Who's playing Abbott and Costello?
Oh, it's going to be Dave Franco and what's that fat kid? Jonah Hill, maybe.
Oh,
I mean, like I said, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give it a chance, but I don't really see it. You know, sprouting into anything at this point. You know, like I mean. Yeah, everybody has their opinions, but I think you have to see it, and then once you see it, then maybe, you know, because it might, like, the bar, it might be low, but then it might surprise you. So,
well, the first one has to be good. They're already filming The Mummy, and it has a girl who was in Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
She plays. Okay, yeah. She's playing The Mummy. She's like a female mummy, and had a picture of her on set. Whatever. I mean, listen, I don't know. It sounds ridiculous, but you know what? It may work.
They have done this before, and it wasn't successful. So, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Where they brought
that was
all
just
those,
bad, but
no, I'm just saying they put up. There was stars in that movie though, dude.
It was just Sean Connery, wasn't it? Yeah,
no,
Sean Connery.
There was a bunch of different people in it though.
It was only Sean Connery.
Yeah, I think the most known one was
about Tom Cruise last week. You know, he really puts his name on crap. It happens sometimes, but
Night and Day is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, a few things mostly. So if he's attached to the movie, you're gonna get a feeling that he's probably behind it, and it's. I mean, it's a good chance of being good. I mean, like I said, he really does crap. We both love Tom Cruise, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Russell Crowe. I mean, I'm just saying.
What was it? Mission Impossible 2, was it?
That was John Woo's fault. That wasn't Tom Cruise's fault. Yeah. But I mean, he bounced back in the latter two, so I'm not too worried. But I guess Tom Cruise, I don't know. I'm just saying, oh, God. It's better than the Tetris movie. What am I saying?
Is that really a thing?
No, legit. No, that's legit.
There is a Tetris movie.
No, that's legit. I'm not joking.
It's been announced.
No. I'm playing the S-shaped block.
I mean, I'm telling you, the Pez Mui, that's legit.
I mean, there's
and a Pokemon, of course, a Mui, but I can see that being a franchise.
Yeah, there's even that Kevin Spacey movie where he's transformed into a cat and playing a cat.
That looks atrocious.
It's called like Nine Lives. I saw the trailer for that movie, and I was like, next.
You need Nine Lives to watch that. Yeah. Thing, I'm telling you.
Then there's that other movie with what's that other actor that you're inside his head? That movie that
John Malkovich. Is a great movie.
That is a great movie. Yeah.
Yeah, but the one that's gonna take us over 100 years to watch. You know, the one that's coming out in 100 years from now or something.
Oh, you're talking about that thing, just like the movie that Richard Linklater did.
Like a 24-hour movie or something.
No. This movie was filmed over 20 years.
Boyhood.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was that great.
It wasn't that great. It was okay. It was a nice gimmick and a great directorial effort.
I think Richard Linklater is a genius. I just think he's one of those guys that has to be in the right place at the right time with stuff. And that movie, to me, wasn't the right place or right time.
No. It was a great concept, but it...
I tried to watch it.
It was okay.
I got maybe 15 minutes and I was like...
Yeah, I'm looking at the cast of LXG. You know, or the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. The
LXG,
only
this guy trying to make that hip.
If that's what it was.
That's what they called it.
Nobody calls it that. They call it the League of Extraordinary.
No, one person has ever called it that. They tried to
The 10 people saw the movie, 10 of them called it League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
If there would have been hashtags when that movie came out, that would have been a hashtag.
That would have been a hashtag.
Crap is what I've been.
Yeah, but the only I'm looking at it. The only one was Sean Connery.
And which he retired after that. That movie is so bad, he didn't make a movie after that. That's not true. That's a fact. George, please. That was his last film.
Right.
I swear to God.
That movie that
was so... And it killed that franchise. It killed his career. Look it up.
No, the last one he did after that...
What did he do after that?
...was he did the video game, The Voice, James Bond.
What movie did he do after that one?
Freedom, A History of Us. And after that, that's it. He hasn't done anything in 2003.
So his last feature film... was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, he has one. It's called Sir Billy in 2012, but it did voice. He hasn't been seen on screen since 2003.
Can't you just say it?
Well, hey,
I'm just go around and say, yes, you're right. It's his last movie, dude. Jesus.
It's not his last movie.
The show is this. Between two lines is a straight. The two points is a straight line, dude.
We need to get you an intern, man.
Seriously. Mike, I saw this earlier too. Cause I know you're a big Stephen King fan, or you're not a big Stephen King fan.
But did you like
the Dark Tower series?
No, I didn't. No? I didn't read it. I need to actually.
Because there was the McConaughey and Idris Elba.
No, I know they're putting some together. That's why I said I probably ought to take a look at it. Look, I read a ton, so it's.
Well, yeah, I know you do.
It's something to do. I need to look at that. And like I said, I've liked a couple of his works, 922-63. Sorry. You know, there's a couple other things I've liked of his. I was a big fan of The Shining. I thought The Shining is probably one of his best works ever. I'm talking about the book.
The book, right. Okay, yeah. His movies never really translated that well to begin with
remake wasn't that awful?
It was okay. The one I had on TV with the miniseries?
Right.
With the guy from Wings and all that?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
It wasn't bad, but...
Well, I just think that the movie was kind of a classic, but not in a good way. Does that make sense? It's just they kind of took the...
The miniseries?
The movie with Jack Nicholson. And they took the story itself and like threw out all the good stuff from... I don't know if you read the book, but...
I read it way back, so...
But all the good stuff wasn't in the movie, and they didn't explain why it was happening like it was and what drove them crazy.
That movie is grossly overrated. It's grossly overrated, I think. It doesn't hold up. That's just my opinion. I don't think it's a great horror movie. It's a good movie, not a great
Johnny.
You know, that's great. Yeah. That's a great scene. Let's make no mistake.
No, that's...
that's it. However, it didn't make the movie. I thought it was overrated. That's just me.
There's way better movies in that genre out there.
Oh, easily.
There's way better Stephen King movies. So...
Oh, boy. That doesn't say a whole lot. Is there a better Stephen King movie? Man.
You know what?
Oh, you know what? I'll say yes. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, and Stand By Me.
Green Mile. Stand By Me. Green Mile. Okay, yeah. So there we go.
Boom.
Okay, so now all his movies are crappy. I stand corrected. Speaking of crap, I just saw this now. Keith Sutherland joins Sony's Flatliners remake.
Wasn't he in the original?
He was in the original.
Yeah, he was in the originals.
I think that
original.
I love Kiefer Sutherland, by the way. I'm a fan of 24.
I love Kiefer. He's great. But I don't mind that, to be honest with you. I think Flight Nerds, I didn't mind Flight Nerds to begin with, like the original one. I thought it was okay. But I can see them way prime for a remake. I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying it's going to be good.
By the way, that movie had a lot of Hollywood A-listers. But they were
that's
young.
That's a classic 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon movie.
That's one of those movies.
Julia Roberts, like William Baldwin, Oliver Platt.
Oliver Platt.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. That's like St. Elmo's Fire.
A Few Good Men. Yeah, those movies that just was that Sleepers.
Is another Kevin Bacon classic.
Hey, one thing I wanted to bring up. We talked last week about a poker documentary that me and my wife watched last weekend or 2 weekends ago. I just want to bring up that Rounders is a great movie to watch.
That's a fantastic one.
If we get a chance to, maybe we should have a watch party for it. So I think that would be kind of fun.
I love Rounders. That's one of my favorites. I've always seen that. It came out in 99, I think.
Yeah.
I saw it like a year later. Poker boom.
I haven't seen it in forever, and I'd like to take a look at it.
I'll say within a year. I've seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, within a year. Because I love that movie. And it holds up. It's a great flick. Underrated flick. No one knew about that. And again, I think we saw it. And I saw it with a non-poker player, and they enjoyed the movie.
That was right before the big poker
boom. It's a good one,
Before the World Series of Poker like became on ESPN and all that other stuff.
Well, it wasn't ESPN. Wasn't big.
You know what really made the World Series, kind of broke the World Series of Poker, and they explained it in that movie, is the advent of the table cam. Because you couldn't see.
Oh, I've seen that documentary. Yes.
That's a good documentary.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
We only talked about it for a second because we were talking about sports movies and really poker is not a sport.
No, it's not sport. No.
But it showed that really people couldn't get into poker because they didn't know what anybody had in their hands.
Yes.
And then, you know, part of poker is not showing what you're holding.
Yeah, it's all about bluffing.
Right, right. So if you show, you know, sometimes you want to get into somebody's head and then you show what you have. So the audience can always tell what you have. So that's kind of a cool thing. So I wonder.
Big thing. Nobody talked about that.
I think that's what really made poker.
That was a huge step. And then I think it was Rounders. They talked about Rounders being a huge key to success. And then with the Moneymaker when he had won.
Right.
He was the first amateur to win. All of a sudden the floodgates. Anybody could win now. And the floodgates opened.
They talked about how poker stars kind of.
Yeah. They have websites that people can play. And then,
you can't anymore.
Well, they. I forget. It was something about that.
Because you have PokerStars.com and then you have.
I forget. I'm not ready to talk. I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
We have to look, but I'm telling you that I think that they have free poker on those sites, but.
I think the money thing, I forget how
we have to talk to Howard and, you know, maybe he would
My brother would know because we still play a lot. I think they they froze everybody's funds or something. If you had money like in PokerStars or whatever.
Well, they were saying it was a Ponzi scheme.
But there was something going on, but some shenanigans, if you will.
It was a pretty good documentary.
It was a good one.
There was also one about, honey, what's the name of that guy? Daniel Negreanu.
I haven't seen it.
It's called Kid Poker. I want to see
that
one. Pretty good.
Yeah, I love Negreanu. Yeah, I want to see that one. It's a documentary. I know that's up your alley, but I don't know if you saw it, Cartel Land.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on my queue. Yeah,
that's really good. If anybody out there, it's on Netflix, Cartel Land. Some friend told me to watch it. I watched it. Phenomenal.
I started watching
it. About the Colombian cartel?
No, it's in Mexico. And it's not about, I forgot what city it was, or what town it was. But either way, it was, civilians there who got tired of being bullied and being, the neighbors being beheaded and all that. It's a documentary. Catherine Bigelow produces it. I know she gave us her locker and, Zero Duck 30, but more importantly, Point Break. that's the way she should be known for. But she produced it and all that. And it's weird because it follows two big storylines. One is in Arizona, I guess, is some of the extremists who protect our borders and all that.
The Minutemen.
Yeah, which is not as interesting. It's good, but they focus more on what's his name? He was a doctor in Mexico. His name escapes me. But either way, he was recently arrested. But he started up a resistance. Against the cartels, and he gathered people around, helped arm them. And
those guys are crazy.
They're crazy, and they go from town to town and clean up, and actually show like gunfights, and go to caption some cartel members and all that. And I guess the government interceded and something's happened. I won't spoil it, but he ended up getting... It was almost like plays like a movie. The things that happened, it's like a movie. Like, oh, man, that's messed up. And then he got sold out, whatever. Really cool. Really cool vibe. It's, I would say it's too graphic. It's not. But it really gets in there. There's no narration. It's just strictly them talking and all that. And but it's great, great, great.
Well, I know you were talking about that documentary. So since we're talking about that, I'm going to tell you about the... I talked about a show last week. It was called Queen of the South, remember?
Right. You mentioned it on USA.
Yeah, on USA. Yeah. That, you know, like now that their fourth show is airing on Thursday, you know, like I've been seeing the show. It's actually very well made. It doesn't look like it's, you know, how USA, really? You were talking about the production value, you know.
Like production, just they don't know how to navigate their shows, I guess, in the best way. And they messed up great.
They also do the single episode things, and they don't have arcs, which bothers me, but... Go ahead.
No, but I mean, I enjoyed the show, and it looks like it was a remake of Telemundo's telenovela, you know, La Reina del Sur, but before. You know, so it was like it's based on something.
Well, they weren't very experimental with the name.
Yeah, the Queen of the South. Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like one of those reality shows, like the Housewives of
Atlanta, but it's
like Ugly Betty or something.
It's Betty La Fea.
It's Betty La Fea.
Let's clarify that. The true name of that show.
I was talking about the show on the CW or whatever. Anyway, back to I want to talk about a documentary. A series called Underworld Incorporated that's produced by National Geographic that's on Netflix as well, that's very good, that I've been watching. And there's some really neat stuff on there. Give it a try. You know, if you're interested in money laundering, if you're interested in the ins and outs of the fakes, you know, like fake handbags and stuff like that, it's very interesting about where it starts, how it goes, all the things they do to avoid customs and border patrol. You watch a buy bust on a guy buying $5 tubs of Tide, you know, fake Tide, I should say.
Fake Tide, I'll just.
Yeah, but it's a very good show. A lot of cop interaction, but also interaction with the bad guys too. So, you get some of that side of the story too.
And that's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
How many episodes is that?
I believe there's only seven or eight. I think the first season is 4 episodes, and the second season is 4 episodes, so 8.
Well, that's not too bad.
No.
Yeah, you know, remember we talked about last week how everybody likes to binge, so maybe we can binge on it and, you know,
I don't have the time to binge anymore. Not anyway. I'm trying to get a house, so my time's very limited right now in the shopping.
What are you going
to
do, dude? Stuff.
Huh?
You going to get a house?
Yeah, I'm closing... end of the month, beginning of August. Pines area, like on hiatus, and like anybody out there, we know what I'm talking about.
Spaces.
Except for the 3 people here.
I used to live
up there.
That's why.
Okay, yeah, right, but off. Hiatus and Pembroke Boulevard. If we get the Pines.
I hate the Pines, but
you know, man, Barrie is great, man.
It makes you happy.
Oh, that's a great area. Everything's right there.
Buddy.
Plus, my job's moving up there too. So everybody.
Oh yeah.
So whatever. Enjoy my new 4K TV. Very exciting, you know.
Just, did you buy it on Prime Day?
No, I went to Best Buy and got it.
Today was Prime Day.
It was. I actually checked to see because Best
Buy
matches
55-inch curve.
They matches prices anyway, but it was the same price. So I was like, whatever.
No, they have a 55-inch curve for like $649 or something.
Oh, they got a lot of cheap shit, on there. Yeah.
Did you just say the S word?
I did. Oh. Yeah, whatever. That's all right.
My mom and dad don't listen to that part.
Hey, FX says the word. We can say it too.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
School's out, so George is safe.
But I gotta say, 4K is the way to go, man. Wow, man, it's crazy. For those who don't believe the hype, it makes a huge difference on the quality of programming.
I bought a Fire TV stick today, $25. Why I bought it is programmability. You can add
space days. Oh, I get the right terminology. Thank you very much.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Mike, I say very careful what he says right here.
How are you doing on Preacher, by the way?
I saw episode 4 finally. I saw it a couple nights ago.
4 is the second one back, right?
No, it's 3 back.
3 back?
I think the 7 just finished.
Okay, so what happened in the episode you were talking about?
That one day, that guy made a deal. I guess, spoiler alert for those who haven't seen Preacher. The vampire made a deal with the... the two guys from Heaven or whatever.
Yeah, the secret agents.
The secret agents. And the mention about the telephone. Right. And not to answer in the hotel room and all that. He just got...
Well, you're talking about Cassidy made the deal with them.
Yes, right? yes. Well, I'm sure he's not going to...
Listen,
it's not living up to that deal.
Any of his words.
No, exactly. So I'm not buying it. But still, and then at the end, he convinces the guy to go to church, serve God.
Yeah.
It's a good episode.
The next episode's even better.
I'm gonna find it because I saw one. I was like, once I miss a few weeks, I don't get into it. So let me just watch one. Okay, not the juices are flowing again. I can't even watch it.
I don't want to spoil. Well, I shouldn't even tell you. Watch both of the other episodes or all three. I haven't seen the newest one.
Okay, I know it's three. I have.
But he uses that power to tell somebody something, and it gets. Silly.
That's a great part. It's very this guy from Jessica Jones?
Dominic Cooper.
No, you're talking about Kilgrave.
Oh, Kilgrave. Yeah, very Kilgrave esque. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure which came first. No,
telling you, it's a very good show. It's got great stars on the show. Dominic Cooper's very good. Ruth Negga, who plays Tulip.
Tulip is very good. She's great. I like her a lot.
The guy that plays Cassidy the Vampire is very good.
He grew on me. He was kind of annoying at first. I didn't like him, but he kind of grew on me. I like him.
Kid that's Art's face is awesome.
They better show him though. I haven't shown him like since episode 2.
I don't want to spoil it.
I know it's coming. I know. I mean, I read it. But I'm not sure how the show's gonna follow the book or not. But
that's what he said.
You know, but I definitely want to see it. But Art's face is great though. George, you haven't seen. Oh, George hasn't seen that show.
Well, no, I asked George. He hasn't seen Game of Thrones.
How's he gonna watch Preacher?
I think George would like it. Actually,
I think he would.
No, I really think you would like it, George. I think it's an interesting show. Like I said, the stars in it, the star power is there. What's his name? Jackie Earle Haley's in it. He's very good.
Who played Watchmen? Rorschach.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
That movie is another one that if you don't watch a director's cut of that movie, you might as well not even watch it.
I agree with that.
The director's cut of that movie is very good.
It's very good. It's rare. It's funny because I won't mention. We said no superheroes this week, but Watchmen's not really a superhero movie.
No.
But yeah, it's one of the few director's cuts that actually kind of work because a lot of them are just.
You know.
Don't mention it. Don't.
No, I'm not saying it.
That's not mentioned. Well, the unmentionable. Next week, you can do it. We'll let loose, man.
Not next week.
Well, next time we do the show. Whenever. Whenever episode, the next episode we film it, we can let the floodgates open as far as that's concerned. But I know exactly
what you're talking about. I know.
Well, eventually,
I wasn't due to. Believe me, I wasn't going to bring that up because just going to make fun of somebody else who had met, not him, but somebody else who has always crowed about how good that movie is. So the director's cut of that movie, which is insane.
The Watchmen.
No.
Okay, let's just.
Sorry, that movie is unforeseen.
Right, the movie that shall not be.
It's at least one.
Yeah, it's like
at least one. It's the last week of Voldemort.
Like Voldemort, yes. like the Voldemort character. That who shall not be seen.
We're making ourselves laugh.
Oh, God, who knows? I don't know. We got to entertain ourselves.
Right.
Must like George and his Pokemon, you got to keep busy,
That's four.
The unedited version of Pokemon.
Four.
Director's cut. Pokemon, catch me if you can.
Anyway,
that's the sequel to Leonardo DiCaprio.
So Preacher, back to Preacher.
Four.
You're not cutting anything, dude.
Highly recommended.
Oh, no. Yes, I am.
You got to watch the last two episodes.
No, the last three. I'm gonna watch them. I'm gonna get on this.
I'm telling you, dude.
No, I'm gonna watch it.
I want to see the new one, but the end of last episode. I was like, oh, no. I had forgotten that this happened in the comic book, so I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's been a while since I read them, so I'm looking forward to it. I know it gets really good from what I hear. A friend has seen it. He's like, yeah, I got to watch it and all
that.
Did he
tell you about
he didn't say anything. He's very non-spoilish kind of guy. He's like, just watch it. I'll watch it. No problem. Whatever. I don't know if I watch it this weekend because I'll be busy. It's the free weekend this weekend, so you know how it is. So I will be detained. Either way. So we'll leave it off there. You know, George is desperately trying to get back to his Pokemon catching before they run away and all that.
Five. Thank you for making life miserable today.
It's not miserable.
Yeah, it is, brother. Now I have to chop this down five times to do it.
Calm down.
Oh, no, don't worry.
This is the director's edition of the Mentors episode 21. You can't cut it.
Of
like,
course
watch
I can.
It's better.
Okay. Daredevil.
No, voy a cortar todo esto. And the episode's going to be like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
All right, welcome to episode 21, guys. And with that, we leave you. What happened?
You should put like the intro song of Pokemon. Isn't that a song of Pokemon? Am I wrong in that or no?
We don't have the rights to that. Sorry, we don't have the rights to that.
You'll probably find a bastardized version of it. Oh, speaking of that, I have a new outro for us.
What's that?
A friend of mine's band, he gave me a CD. I'll give it to you.
We'll have to listen to it and get the approval, you know?
No, no, you're going to like it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
reminiscent
of Alice in Chains and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. I like it already.
Okay, I mean, like I said, if maybe we should do it up for, you know, like the audience out there, you know, they you know,
with tell you what they think.
Yeah, right? Like you know, see what they think about it. Maybe you know, we could change it. You know, like the theme music. You know,
well, no, I like the
name
intro.
The name of the band is Barbara Floyd. That's the name of the band.
I mean, usually if you put the intro, you got to put the outro as the same thing.
No, I would just put it as outro. Actually, that was the idea I had, is to keep Kevin on the intro and then
I did
just use this as outro.
Yeah. Either way, now we're getting way off topic.
Because but the intro is... No, it's cool.
No, Kevin, I like that. I love the intro.
That intro is like...
It's catchy.
When I hear it, it's like, yeah, that's our podcast.
No, you can't lose that. You got to keep the intro.
I was just saying that we could have a different outro. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's good. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm all for making the episode. You know what I mean? We started with D-Generation X.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's the very first one, which we couldn't use.
We're not supposed to use it. Yeah, but
we get sued by Vince.
We did other songs, and I think we got banned from somewhere. Didn't we get banned from somewhere?
Well, when I put it on YouTube, I'm banned in Germany. You know, like when my
for D-Generation X.
It was for one of the songs that we used at the beginning. You know, when we had our first three shows, like one of the shows, you couldn't play it in Germany.
What was the song?
I don't remember. I think it was one of the David Bowie songs, I believe.
When David Bowie passed away,
we put one of his songs, and then it was one of those in the YouTube in the, you know, at the beginning when we used to put it. Yeah, before we were even banned on iTunes. Yeah, so I got a little copyright infringement.
So it's safe to say any Pokemon in Germany are pretty much off limits, is that?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Six. Thank you.
Either way, that's all. We're on that note. So George, aside from Pokemon, what else would you like to plug away here before we take off? Mike, what would you like to plug? George Gathering, compose yourself.
On my family's website, girlslife.com, girlslyfe.com. Too bad Chewy's not here to give us a plug in Spanish.
It's bad. I'm like, maybe we should record Chewy saying and just put on the show every time.
Right.
And just edit in there. You know, it's part of our thing.
Buenas tardes, los real mentors. Otra vez un honor y placer para estar acá en vivo y en directo de los estudios girlslife.com.
Oh, I can find it.
Well, that's true. You have it there, so that's true.
That's right. It's on there. Lord of the Rings. What if this is
Lord of the Rings? Oh, my God. My
Game of Thrones.
It's not a Game
Wrong
of Thrones.
Sam, dude.
This Wrong whole Sam. Podcast today is like, you know, the greatest.
Littlefinger's coming.
The greatest hits, guys. You know, episode 21 is the greatest hits. You know, all one show, all the mistakes that we've made. And
21st anniversary is like according to plan.
Still a good show.
I love it. I love it. It's great. It's a great show. Anything else, Mike, before?
I just want to give shout outs to my peeps, to Chloe. To my parents, everybody, just say hey. I haven't done that in a while, so hey.
Great plug. George, anything going on with you?
Basically right now, just the show. If you
You're
like
plugging
it,
the show?
Well, if you like it, you know, leave a review. You know, make sure you tune in and, you know, and all available mediums that you're doing. Also, there's a podcast, South Florida Podcasters on the 17th. In Fort Lauderdale, like, you know, some people
are going to go.
I was going to go, but now I cannot go.
No, well, you can always take the tri rail.
Yeah, so I'm going to figure out.
Transportation, dude.
I'm going to try and figure out a way to go, but, you know, just something, another avenue that, you know, that you can do it.
No, networking. Oh, you know what I was going to ask you is, are we going to get Fabian or Eric back?
Oh, that's what I got. Oh, my God. We'll get that going. Actually, you're supposed to send a message too. Reach out to Fabian.
Okay. I'll reach out to Fabian.
I see if he wants to join us one of these days, and maybe like on a Tuesday night or whatever,
we'll
weekend.
It. Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, just get someone. Yeah, absolutely. Reach out to him. Yeah, I want to get some more regular listeners and friends of the show, if you will, try to get him on the show and all that. So we'll definitely so reach out to Fabe and see what if he's when he's available. We'll figure something out. Anything else you plug in, or are we good?
Nah, just yeah, so you know, make sure you know tune in and leave a review. You know, every you know, yes. Make sure you guys catch the Foreign Corner. You know, the feedback has been pretty good.
That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah,
you gotta plug your own show.
He's
got to
plug his own show.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, self promotion, I guess.
We're gonna do a wrestling show.
But
too,
we'll help you out, George's Foreign Corner. For anybody out there who loves independent foreign films in particular. This is George's wheelhouse. Done a really good job. I think two episodes in.
He's yeah, gonna do two episodes
quick
in.
Reviews. It's like three or five minutes long, and he's going to talk about
a new one.
Yeah, different
yeah,
movies.
Different
that,
movies.
Oh, the foreign variety.
That's the cool thing is that there's some stuff that's just like really stuff you just never bump into. And,
oh, no, of course. No, and George just charged himself with finding those hidden gems as far as in the foreign out there and telling us about it. So, you know, definitely check that out. It's really well done. So I'm happy for George, and he's getting his groove on, if you will, on that. So,
have you seen Let the Right One In, by the way?
Which one?
Let the Right One In.
I haven't, but I'm going to go catch
that's
it.
The vampire
it's a great
one.
Movie, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go catch
that's
it.
That's a good one. It's an older one. An older.
Yeah, that's out there in space.
Yeah, so sometimes, yeah.
I'm
like
sure it's a horror
you
film.
Know,
I don't want to classify it as a horror movie, but.
Sometimes yeah. It doesn't
it's a good
have...
way. It's a good way.
Actually, the American version of it was pretty darn good.
It's good too, with Chloe Moretz.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, actually, it was very well made. One of the few good remakes from.
Yeah, so sometimes it's not always new movies.
I liked the Dragon Tattoo. American version too.
Yeah, the girl in the
that
dragon tattoo.
It wasn't as good as the Swedish version.
It is, but I mean, it was not bad. Sometimes
the one with Daniel Craig you're talking about.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Good. It was solid. It was solid. But
I like Daniel Craig though. I'm a Daniel Craig.
Oh, he's James Bond.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It is what
not
it is.
Not just that, he's good in movies.
He's good. I like him a lot, but he is James Bond.
Because Roger
well,
Moore's
he was anyway.
Roger Moore's in some.
And some stuff, and some questionable movie decisions. That's just you know, questionable movie rules.
Right.
Nothing George will be talking about in the foreign corner. Well, maybe that has done a foreign flame. I don't know, whatever.
Maybe.
Either way, of course, you can catch my reviews. I just put up The Infiltrator out there. I'm actually not going to go see Ghostbusters because I have things to take care of, unfortunately. But again, jump on there, Real Mentor on YouTube, and subscribe and getting close to that century mark. Thanks for all the feedback to everyone out there. And that's all the time we have. We'll see you guys episode 22 coming up. Don't forget, we do have 20 episodes. You guys should definitely go back and check out The Foreign Corner. We got our Game of Thrones review. We got a special Ladies Night episode. My favorite episodes that we've done. That's out there as well.
Our last one is a sports episode, which I thought was great too.
I got to hear it. It just dropped today, so I didn't get a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, we just released it today. So guys, make sure you catch that. We talk about the most influential sports movies. And if Netflix, you know, binge watching, if it has ruined our, you know, way of watching movies and shows.
Enhanced it.
Yeah. Or enhanced it.
I like that word in a way. But anyway, that's all the time we got. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Start it up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. Growth each other every day is beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. To find your way, you went on to find. You went on to find your way. Take this journey inside my brain. See the inner life unafraid. It's a life that no one sees. Take it on. Family. As we grow, to find your way.